Suspect in custody. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. 28-year-old Brian Christopher Koberger arrested early Friday morning in connection to last month's killings of four University of Idaho students. Koberger is charged with four counts of first-degree murder and felony burglary.
He is a graduate student at Washington State University and has an apartment residence over at Pullman. He has had an initial appearance in front of a judge in Pennsylvania. He is being held without bond, and the warrant from our magistrate judge here also provides for no bond.
Bill Thompson, Latah County Prosecutor. Koberger is scheduled for an extradition hearing on Tuesday. However, Thompson says the process could take a long time.
Since he was arrested in another state, he has the opportunity to either waive extradition and return voluntarily to the state of Idaho, or if he prefers not to waive extradition, then we will initiate extradition proceedings through our governor's office. If we do that, it can take a while for him to get here.
The students were found fatally stabbed in their off-campus home. As Russian forces continue to attack Ukraine, Russia and China are once again making a public show of their alliance. Fox's Nate Foy in Kyiv has more.
In that meeting between Presidents Putin and Xi, neither of them mentioned Ukraine specifically, but President Xi described the global situation as a whole as difficult. The two agreed to build strategic cooperation, and it comes after they held joint naval drills in the East China Sea. But President Putin appears to want more military cooperation. Ukraine is now investigating 58,000 possible war crimes. These include killings, kidnappings, indiscriminate bombings, and sexual assaults.
Ukraine says Russia must legally answer to war crimes before there can be any peace talks. South Korea's military said North Korea has fired three ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
President Biden confirming federal judges at a faster rate than his predecessors. Fox's David Spunt has the details.
Presidents come and go every 4 or 8 years, but federal judges stay on the bench for decades, long after a president leaves office. Getting judges on the bench has been a priority for many recent administrations. President Biden nearing his 2-year mark in office in just a few weeks. 99 federal judges confirmed so far. There are 83 more vacancies left to fill in a Democratic-controlled Senate. Now, we know that 37 still remain vacant, 37 nominees pending, judicial vacancies, and the president hopes to get those done.
Some Democrats are also calling for older justices on the Supreme Court to step down so President Biden can appoint younger ones who will serve longer. Meanwhile, Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd criticizing the Biden administration's handling of drug smuggling at the southern border.
What really disgusts me and all of my colleagues is that it's the states that are stepping up. It's the states that are putting up these barriers. It's not the federal government, and it's the federal government's job to do that. Yet it's fallen on the states because all this administration wants to do is play politics rather than what's good for the American people.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said in July that the border is secure. With the surging crime rate in Chicago, the city's police department instituting a public safety plan during New Year's Eve celebrations. Police Superintendent David Brown says the holiday should be safe for everyone.
We will be holding those accountable who are discharging firearms over the weekend and really at any time. And you will be held accountable.
As part of the plan, he says the department met with businesses regarding security for their celebrations. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.